tired of getting mail pieces in their mailbox, and I think they're ready to decide, and I sure hope we have a great turnout tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's been, it seems like a very long campaign season. I'm sure it seems a lot longer for you, but I know you have your watch party there in Galena, getting that all ready to go, I'm sure.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, I encourage folks to come come over if they can. It's a kind of a Southeast Kansas watch party in my hometown, so we're really excited about that. We hope it's going to be a great night to celebrate because there's a lot on the line here. You look across the country, and it is harder for folks to go to the grocery store, go to the gas station. We've got a wide-open southern border. Crime is on the rise. We need folks willing to step up and fix these problems. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, and I know, you know, we talk about all the issues that we run into here in Southeast Kansas, but I guess, can you tell me perhaps what are some of the big things that you see sticking out as far as the major issues here in Southeast Kansas and what we can be doing to address some of these?
Biggest issues in Southeast Kansas are we have 40-year high inflation. Harder for folks to go to the grocery store, harder for folks to fill up at the pump. We have crime that's on the rise throughout the country, and we have a wide-open southern border, and that results in over since Joe Biden's been president, over 5 million illegal immigrants crossing our border, and along with that has come a lot of drugs, including fentanyl. Fentanyl is the number one killer of Americans ages 18 to 45, kills 300 people a day, and we've got to start fixing these problems. People just cannot afford the inflation where it stands. We've got to cut wasteful spending out of the federal government. We've got to stop the trillions of dollars of spending that we just don't have in the first place. We've got to put 200,000 police officers on the street. We support a plan that will do that. And we've got to secure our southern border. We've got to build the wall. We've got to give the Border Patrol the resources they need to get the job done.
Absolutely. And I know that this has been probably a kind of an interesting election year. And also, you know, I know we had the actual discussion here in Coffeyville about a month or so ago. And that was kind of a, I don't want to say contentious crowd, but it was a little bit more, I guess, rhetoric, mostly coming from your opponent than we're used to seeing.
Yeah. You know, if you if you're on the opposite side of where the majority of people are, apparently you say what you want to say as loudly as you can say it, and that's what he's trying to do. The big difference between me and my opponent is that we've actually got plans to solve these problems. His plan is to continue down the path we've been on for the last 2 years, and Southeast Kansans know we just can't afford the path that we're on. We've got to get back to a place where we're living within our means, bring down inflation, secure the border, bring down crime across this country. If you think what Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have been doing for the last 2 years is good, then you should not vote for me. You should vote for my opponent. But if you want to go a different direction, then I'm humbly asking for your vote.
Now, what about spending at the state level? I know Derek Schmidt was in just last week talking about how, you know, we just kind of have what he called out-of-control spending. Any thoughts on that?
Well, spending is way up in our state. That's for sure. And we've accepted a lot of federal funds here at the state level, and those funds are going to dry up at some point. And then the state taxpayers are going to be on the hook for some of these things. And so it's just not a sustainable path that we're on. And I think it's a significant opportunity for the people of Southeast Kansas, people in Montgomery County specifically, to elect a governor that uniquely understands their problems, that uniquely understands what Southeast Kansas needs. And so I think Derek Schmidt is going to be a great governor.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how everything turns out. I know there's been a ton of spending in the, at least in the metro television markets, with actual, you know, political ads, especially by the Laura Kelly campaign. So that will be interesting. Turning to issues on, you know, taxes. I know we've talked some about that, but we really have a problem here in Southeast Kansas of people going across the border. If they're eyeing retirement and they're saying, hey, look, if we move, you know, 10 miles to the south, we can pay less taxes, pay, you know, less taxes on our house, on our car, that sort of thing. And we're losing population in that way is one big the way that we've been talking about. So what are some things we can do to turn that around?
Well, no, you're exactly right about this. When I was in the state Senate, I represented Cherokee County, Crawford County, Southern Bourbon County, and it was the point that I made to folks in the state legislature is you can move across the state line to Missouri or move across the state line to Oklahoma and get a better deal in terms of your property taxes, in terms of your sales taxes. The state needs to do a lot of work on this because here's the deal. Kansas population is not growing. And so what Laura Kelly and the Democrats are asking folks to do is to shoulder a heavier burden. So we have fewer people that are going to have to pay higher taxes. The direction we need to go is reduce the tax burden, be competitive with Oklahoma and Missouri, bring more people into Kansas so that we have more people shouldering a lighter burden when it comes to taxes. It can be done. It absolutely can be done, but it takes time, it takes determination, and it takes someone who really gets it. Derek Schmidt gets it.
How about rural development? I know it's a word, you know, it gets tossed around all over the place, but just from a real boots on the ground perspective, I guess, what are some steps that we can be taking to maybe convince people, hey, you can have a better quality of life if you move out to some of these smaller towns? You know, obviously with working from home and everything, that's another opportunity that we have. What are some real concrete ways that we can encourage rural development across the state and, of course, here in Southeast Kansas?
Well, we've got to walk and chew gum at the same time. We have to maintain quality infrastructure, quality roads and bridges and schools. We've got to bring down the tax burden over time so that we're competitive with these neighboring states. And we've got to get creative. When I was in the state legislature, I've supported something called Rural Opportunity Zone, where if you move to a rural county, you could have student loans forgiven. You could get a break on your state income taxes. And counties have participated in that to differing levels where you can get breaks on your local taxes. So I think the big picture is quality infrastructure, bring down the tax burden, but we've also got to get creative with things like rural opportunity zones.
And speaking of infrastructure, I mean, we talk about it all the time, how nice it would be to have a major four-lane east-west highway going throughout Southeast Kansas. How realistic is that? And, you know, about the time frame, too. I mean, is this something that's going to take, you know, 30 years? I mean, what is the actual, you know, what do you think is a realistic goal for having something like that, and how do we get there?
It needs to get done, and the way you should do government is to set your priorities and then fund those priorities. Certainly, infrastructure is something that the government needs to be involved in and needs to do. We need a four-lane 400. We need to make sure that we have access so that people can go from all the way from I-44 to Wichita, and the folks have access to that. It is an important artery for the economy in Southeast Kansas, and it's something that we need to absolutely get done. The way you do it is, like I said, you set your priorities and fund them, and what that means specifically is that you cannot continue to use KDOT as a bank. The money that goes to KDOT needs to be protected. When I was in the state legislature, I introduced a constitutional amendment to protect the funding that goes into KDOT so that you can afford these programs and that you're not using the state bonding authority to put the state in a bunch of debt. So you've got to be thoughtful about how you do it, but it can be done and needs to be done.
We're talking with current incumbent U.S. Representative Jake LaTurner here on the Mighty 690. And Mr. LaTurner, as we head into Election Day, just, you know, people are already doing early voting. We have, of course, the actual polls opening early tomorrow morning. Anything else that you would like to let people know, let voters know as they make their decision?
I think that what I said at the beginning is right, that if you like the path we're on, your choice is going to be pretty simple tomorrow. If you want to go a different direction, if you want us to bring down inflation, if you want us to be energy independent, if you want us to secure the southern border, then we are humbly asking for your vote tomorrow. Really encourage people. Let me tell you something. Your vote matters, those of you listening out there. Your vote matters. Some of these races are going to come down to be very, very tight tomorrow night. And so encourage folks to go to the polls, to bring family and friends and neighbors to the polls, to make sure that your voice is heard.
All right. Well, Jake LaTurner, I really appreciate you being on here. I'm sorry I didn't have it written down on my calendar. I had my pen there. I remember getting ready to write it down, and then, of course, I got distracted. But, hey, next time, if you have anything to buy, sell, or trade on OpenLine, we'd be more than happy to have you on.
Listen, I would be happy to do that. Next time I have a garage sale or something, we will definitely come on and talk about it.
All right. Very good. And I look forward to talking with you again soon, and good luck out there tomorrow.
Thanks for having me. Hope everyone has a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir, so much. Really do appreciate that. That is current U.S. Representative Jake LaTurner here on the Mighty 690. And we'll actually start Open Line in moments right after this here on KGGF.